Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Remember, we're having more fun than we really we should. This is an exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show. But remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. The only place that you should be using this is at the dinner table with your in-laws. When they use the famous, well, you know what? They say...
Who is they?
Who the heck is they? You can then counter them with, well, I don't know who they is, but Radio Law Talk says as follows. That's the only place you're allowed to use us as expert witnesses, I would maybe say. I'm not going to say expert witnesses.
Legal authority.
Not even legal authority, about in-your-face authority. How's that?
That does not imply that there is any guarantee that you will win the argument.
Or that we know what we're talking about. Yeah,
that's just something you can say in response. You might still lose the argument, and if you're quoting me, you probably will. But that is how you can use it.
That's exactly right. So you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We have a great hours. Usually we try to separate the hours so they're completely separate, different hours we talk about things. But I'm telling you, we're going to talk a little bit more about Obergefell. I've got to talk about what's coming up. Those of you who listen to the first hour, we've got some things going on that are interesting about the religious freedom that we want to discuss when the time comes. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court weighing in on mail-in ballots, and we're going to talk about Britney Spears' lawsuit. But before that, what we do is the most famous thing that everybody loves and everybody wants to hear about is Cal's, our wonderful three-time Emmy Award nominee. Look at, he's saying he's getting tired of me doing this. I don't want to. I'm going to keep going.
Never a winner.
I'm never a winner. Cal Hunter, roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. Mr. and Mrs. Henrik of Pennsylvania coveted the RV lifestyle, but they needed some room.
RV.
That's an RV, Clark. So
out there, Clark's an RV. You're not taking it home when we leave in a month. Or what is it like that?
You know, you can't drain that in that. That's a storm drain. You can't.
So they bought a lovely Winnebago Adventurer. And for the extra room, it had a little pop-out room. They took it camping in New Jersey, and the pop-out didn't. So they took it to the dealer and said, would you fix it, please? And they said, oh, it's all good now. All good now, Mr. and Mrs. Henrik. They took it out again. No pop. Took it again back to the dealer. Took it a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, 9 times back to the dealer, and that stupid pop-out would not pop out. And so they said to themselves, man, this was an expensive motorhome, and I know there's a lemon law for cars, at least in California there is, but I don't know if there's a lemon law for motorhomes in Pennsylvania. And so I ask you, Mr. Kuhn, and you get to go first on this one, you lucky dog, case or no case?
You know, I have threatened my children that when my daughter's 20, my son's 15, that when he finally leaves the house, goes away to college or wherever, that I'm going to get an RV and just follow them wherever they go.
There's an RV, Clark.
At which point my daughter says, well, then I'm moving to Hawaii. And I said, have you heard of storage containers? Because I'll ship that thing. At some point in time, as you were laying this out, I kept thinking, After about the fourth time of taking it back, at what point did the RV owners say, hold on a second, if you say this thing is fixed, I want to see that thing pop out here.
Tenement on wheels.
In the garage before I take it off the
lot. Hold on, Todd. More important than you talking.
I had the line, but let me see if I can get it back.
Oh, my gosh, Todd. You interrupted like that's like St. Patrick.
A classic line here.
Tenement on wheels.
Oh, that's an RV. Yeah, yeah. I borrowed it off a buddy of mine. He took my house. I took the RV.
Oh, Cousin Eddie. What are you?
Oh, come on.
There's an RV. Keep going, Todd.
Out of computer, that's
there's
good stuff.
An RV. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then this much okay, fun. Six, so. Eight, Grandma. Right. So again, my thought is, at some point in time, you'd think that before they took it away from the garage after the fifth time of taking to get it fixed, that they'd say, why don't you show me that this thing will pop out before I take it again?
Well, apparently it has to do with leveling and all. I mean, it's not just to push a button and have the thing pop out. You've got to do everything right to make this thing work.
Well, then, and how would the garage be able to say, it's fixed, we've done it, if they couldn't test it? So with all of that, I'm going to say no case.
Interesting.
No case.
No case, says Mr. Kunin. Denise Dirks, what say you?
Well, if I have to tell Fred that Todd and I made an agreement while you were gone.
Uh-oh.
Should we tell him about it?
Here we go.
Sure.
Conspiring to kick someone off the island? What's going on?
So when I win, we're going to all go out to dinner, and because you're the real loser of the last two times.
I have to pay for everybody?
You have to pay for everybody.
Okay, I'll do that. I will agree to that. I will agree. I'm the personal injury lawyer. That's why I should.
I mean, I think you'll actually come out ahead on that one.
That's probably true.
That's probably true.
Wait a minute. Here's the answer, though. You promise this?
Yeah.
We follow where Todd wants to go eat, not you.
Oh, dang it.
Todd, don't forget Todd's McDonald's.
Yeah,
Todd loves McDonald's. I mean, he's good with that.
Oh, no, we already know where I want to go.
Yeah,
I know.
We know that. So.
We're
that's
doing
true.
That.
Okay, back to the storyline.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Harwick, right?
What name did I tell you?
Henrik.
H-A-N-R-E-C-K, Henrik, yeah. Right.
And you asked us, is there a lemon law for motorhomes in Pennsylvania? And I'm going to answer this by this. This is a true scenario, but there is not a lemon law for motorhomes in Pennsylvania, so it's not a case.
So I have two no cases. Interesting. Mr. Penny.
I'm going to opine on this, because I've dealt with lemon law cases, by the way, so
do.
I know quite a bit about this. In fact, I have received new vehicles back because of lemon law issues. I know the law. I know what code sections. I know what they have to do. Blah, 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 blah. But is an RV included under the lemon law? My answer is yes, it is, because it's on wheels. It's got an engine. It's similar to a vehicle. And the answer is yes. Now, that's my opinion. Have I looked into that and know specifically? No, I don't. But what I understand about it, it probably does. Every state's different. I don't know Illinois, but I'm going to say yes on that.
Well, this is Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania,
not Illinois. Pennsylvania, but this is what I'm going to tell you. This clearly is not a case. It is clearly a scenario that Cal just made up, because I just know that, and
that's
so I'm going to say scenario, not a case, but by the way, I believe an RV is included in the lemon law laws in California and maybe other states depending. And Cal, I know you don't want to give us the answer because we only have about 1 minute left.
Until we come back. Yeah.
But I want to make sure everybody understands.
Can I argue the other side of that? It's not applies to the lemon law?
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to argue with that. They're going to say that a Winnebago is not just there to provide transportation, but it's also there to live in. Thus, it takes it away from being a mere automobile and makes it into
something
different.
Hey, I know people live in automobiles.
But then there are a whole host of people who live in their car. They're like,
or their van.
That makes this my domicile.
Especially in Northern California after the fires, they have become quite frequent domiciles.
And think about this, though, Denise. I'm going to argue on the other side.
Okay.
Define, what about a van that's converted into it? Does the van apply?
What if you're living in a van down by the river
and you're a motivational speaker?
back. Case
is it
no
a boat?
Case. Case or no case.
We've drawn on two interesting movies, and when we come back, the actual answer to Case or No Case and the faulty motorhome slide out in Pennsylvania.
Sorry, KCPX, KRMS, you are listening to a bunch of goofballs.
You're welcome to play along, though. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're talking about case or no case with Cal. This individual, the Hendricks, bought a RV that the slide outs were not working, and they took it back 9 times. And he wanted to know, and this is in Pennsylvania, whether or not there is a lemon law. They can bring a lemon law case. And all three of us agreed that this is a scenario, but not a case, that Cal is trying to trick us. And I said, I believe, yes, RVs are under lemon law type of laws in the different states.
Well, a unanimous opinion from the Radio Law Talk Court.
Actually, I'm trying to hold back my glee.
Oh!
For those of you who say this was no case, that would be Denise, Fred, and Todd. Oh, too bad!
Oh, my gosh, it's too bad! Cal got us. He's three of us. That was a skunk, Cal.
I have got all three of you.
That was three strikeouts in a row.
Yeah, not bad. Now, I'm going to say 4 words to you and see if any of this rings a bell to your brilliant legal minds. Magnuson Moss Warranty Act. That is a federal law.
Really? I didn't know that. I tell you.
Attorneys for 2 law offices won a jury verdict for this family for, wait for it, $500,000.
Nice. Must have been a nice RV.
Well, not only that, it wasn't just actually. There was some punitive in there. They said they took it back. It had defects. It wouldn't work. And they said when that happened, it couldn't be safely driven. So what are we going to do? We got this half popped out, pop out. At any rate, a jury of 8 rendered a verdict in the Winnebago, $500,000. There was nonetheless a non-jury claim under the Lemon Law, the Pennsylvania Unfair Practices and Consumer Protection Law.
So I was right that RVs are under Lemon Law.
They are covered, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Was it actually a Winnebago brand?
Yeah, Winnebago brand, yeah.
So Cal, what is the name of the act, the Magnuson...
M-A-G-N-U-S-O-N, Magnuson Moss Warranty Act, federal law.
So the acronym is M-M-W-A, as in for every lawyer, the beginning of... Money, because it's all about
I don't do this type of law, by the way, but it's just I have dealt with it, and there's California has its own act. I don't remember what it is. I've got it written down.
It's called the California Lemon Law.
but it's got a code section on that stuff, and I got it.
It's called the California. If you're a corporation, we're going to find a way to hose you, act.
Yeah,
that's, there you go. That's exactly.
So the it just comes under standard umbrella.
The umbrella policy for.
So next hour. I'm going to take you behind the scenes at a magic show. That's next time.
You know what? What's been going on? You know, I was thinking about 2020, and a lot of us don't want to think about 2020. Of everything that's just happening and going on, there's always something. And the main thing is about the election's coming up next month. Let's face it. Radio Law Talk is not a political show. And like our T-shirts say, what? What do our T-shirts say? When you're tired of politics radio, turn into Radio Law Talk. But I want to talk to you about... Well, you want to talk... Well, you can show me. What is it? I was going to talk about Obergefell for a minute.
You want to go back to that?
That's true. Okay, but before we do that, I'll do the Obergefell really quick. But we're going to talk about the Supreme Court of the United States is weighing in on whether or not people can turn ballots in without signing, without a signature. We're going to discuss that. But let's jump back to the Obergefell, which we talked about last hour, which I don't want to get into detail, but why is it important we want to bring up Obergefell and the same-sex marriage things? There's something important coming up next month.
Yeah, so last hour, if you're just tuning in this hour, and some people, I think the... only carries second, third hour. So essentially what we talked about was there was the case that came up from the Kentucky clerk who didn't issue the marriage licenses.
The same-sex
marriage licenses because it conflicted with her religious beliefs. And that case got appealed, and the Supreme Court talked about this last hour, said, we're not going to hear that case. They declined to hear that appeal. But there's another case that is set to be heard, I believe, next month.
Right.
And that one comes out of Michigan, is that
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, and it deals with adoptions to same-sex couples and involves the Catholic Church. And I think that one is one that the Supreme Court... Now, is that set to be argued? It's already come up?
No, it's set to be... My understanding is argued, but here's what the challenge is that the city is barring the Catholic Church from participating in programs for adoptions because the Catholic Church will not adopt to same-sex couples. And so the Catholic Church is saying that's unconstitutional. That's a infringement of their First Amendment religious rights. I think you're right. We talked about this during the break. Is that's one that probably they didn't want to talk about the county clerk case because it's not as on point. This one is probably going to be more on point about religious issues compared to...
Because that's a direct city or state issue and interest directly infringing upon a religious right.
Right.
And it also involves individuals' right to have children, which is one of the primary rights that people have. And all constitutional rights all the way around.
So that's why we're kind of, the Supreme Court, like you say, Denise and Todd, is waiting. We think they waited to say, we're not going to decide on this one. This one's more on point out of Philadelphia. That's going to be coming up probably next month. And then we're going to find out. We'll be following that. And that's going to be exciting.
I don't understand that one at all. So the people that are putting children up for adoption, their religious interest is important. And I don't understand why the city would say you can't be involved in that.
Okay, so, I agree with that. And the issue really comes down to whether you agree or disagree with the Catholic, what they believe on that. That should have nothing to do with it. If they have the right, unless it's severely hurting someone, there are exceptions. But... you can't say, well, I don't agree with what the Catholics say, but it doesn't matter. That's their religion.
But remember, the birth parents aren't arguing this. It is the sponsoring institution, and there's at least one, if not more, churches that used to have active adoption agencies that when these policies came out, they said, you know what, we're not going to fight you. We're just not going to do it anymore.
And that has happened. And the long and short of all of this is, I think the Supreme Court is saying, look, a decision is going to come down at some point in time that deals with Obergefell and its effects going forward. And the case out of Philadelphia is a much stronger case to make that opinion and to make that decision than the one out of Kentucky. And I think that's why
we're going to be back and talk about mail-in ballots and what the Supreme Court said.
Stay tuned. As Fred told you, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up on your favorite radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations continuing between the White House and Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on a new stimulus proposal. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow saying the new offer is an increase from the previous one.
We are willing and eager to make a deal, and we're willing to come up on the levels that we're giving in terms of direct payments to the American people, potentially PPP loans, as well as airline aid. We're still looking at, we want to keep that number below $2 trillion, but some progress being made. We want to think that the speaker is operating in good faith, and we could have some progress in the near future.
Pelosi sending a letter to her Democratic colleagues saying the $1.8 trillion offer from the administration was one step forward, two steps back. President Trump set to deliver remarks in the Rose Garden at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're back to talking about the Supreme Court, everything that's going on about these mail-in ballots that has been in the news lately. And there's a couple of cases that are coming down. But the United States Supreme Court just came down on the 5th of October, I believe, or Monday night, whatever that day was. Today's Saturday, and sided with the South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, that the person, when they send in their ballots, they have to sign and show proof that it's that individual that sent their ballots in, with the exception of the ones that 150,000 have already been sent in.
Days later that are received.
Right.
So there's an exception that allows for, and that way, it's anytime there's going to be a mail-in ballot, that means that there has to be a witness to that ballot to ensure that the person who's mailing it in actually
is that person. Or someone representing.
Yeah, that was the law. There has to be a witness to the signature on the mail-in ballot, and then as an emergency appeal, the appellate court in the lower court in Kentucky or in South Carolina said, because of the pandemic, we're going to waive that requirement.
Right.
And the U.S. Supreme Court came in and said, nah, you can't waive it. You got to do that. However, because we just decided this now, everything that was sent in up to now, within 2 days of this decision, those ballots will be counted, whether they have the signature or not. But from this point forward, the ballots will only be counted if they
have. And what's the reason? What's the reason of this? What is the potential is fraud? That's what everybody's thinking. I mean, that's the argument back and forth. Is there fraud? No. Let's face it.
Because it's a state law,
right?
And this state law was enacted after primaries, but before the final general election.
Right.
And so what the state is doing, that it's going to cause confusion because it's different than when people just voted less than 6 months ago. And, you know, here's going to be the confusion. And the state Supreme Court said, or the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, there's not going to be any, you know, confusion. Get the word out.
Right.
And, you know, it's a valid way to do mail-in voting, in essence.
Yeah, and the thing to remember here is that, again, going back to the Constitution, people are not necessarily voting for the president or the vice president in the election. They're voting for the electors that will go to the Electoral College Conference held in December, who will then cast their votes. And the Constitution has been interpreted and says it's up to each state to decide how their electors are appointed.
And that's what Kavanaugh said.
And it's up to each state to decide that. You know, we have some states that are winner-take-all states. We have other states like Maine and Nebraska where they're kind of apportioned based upon who wins certain districts.
And Colorado.
And Colorado. And so it's the state's call as to how that is decided. Right. And if this state has decided that the way this is going to happen is we'll allow the mail-in ballots as long as there's a witness, it's the state's right. And so the U.S. Supreme Court came in and essentially said, yeah, we can't overturn that if that's the way the state decided they wanted to do it.
And now we have another case out of Texas. And this, with all of these cases revolving ballots and this next election are being expedited up the courts.
Right.
Because it'd be useless if you decide to come December after the election's over.
Yes, after they don't want to use these cases either to devaluate or, you know, somehow change our election process. So the Texas governor has made a restriction on ballot boxes, not mail-in ballot boxes, but ballot boxes.
One per county or something?
One per county. And in one county, there's over 1,700 miles in that one county. So that's going to create a hardship. This is what the allegations are. It's going to create a hardship on the people in that county.
1,700 square miles.
Square miles, right.
Okay.
Yeah, 1,700 square miles. For some people, it means they're going to travel over 50 miles just to put their ballot into that box.
So let's stop right there. So in Texas, you have to mail your mail-in ballot to a mail-in box? Because, like, in California, you just put it in any post box, and it gets there.
Well, no. In California, we have two systems.
Right.
U.S. mail.
Right.
Or we have ballot boxes.
Right.
Texas has the same system.
Well, why don't they just drop it into the U.S. mail?
Because of the fears that our U.S. Postal Service is not processing mail quick enough, and that they're going to get lost. In today's world, there's been allegations it's going to happen, or there's been ballots that have been found in a river, or whatever.
Right.
There's been all these fears.
There's no such thing as fraud in mail-in balloting.
No.
There's not.
Put into a river, but that has never happened.
Or a Volvo.
Well, anyway,
it's basically
fear. It's because of the fear. So a lot of people that do mail-in ballots want to get their ballots into the ballot box.
Ballot box.
Because
got
they feel
it.
That that's a lot more secure. Because it is security agents that come and pick them up and deliver them to the election office.
If that's the way it's going to be, then my thought is, and this is where I kind of agree with courts, if you want to go ahead and allow there to be ballot boxes, then there ought to be ballot boxes with as much availability as there were polling stations.
And can I say something? That's pretty much the decision right now in the Court of Appeals in Texas.
Yeah.
Is that there has to be more ballot boxes, and it has to be more frequently placed in the counties in the locations where it's going to make sense.
If you could get a bunch of people to alter their schedules to operate a polling station in a certain area, it doesn't seem like it would be that hard to get a couple of guys to go out there, pour a concrete foundation, put a pole and a box on top of it, have at it, put your miles here. You know, well, it just doesn't seem like that would be that
difficult. Here's the question I have. Okay, everyone's like, oh, there's fraud. There's fraud. They're worried about fraud in the U.S. mail system and ballots being, you know, thrown away or not put in.
Or, okay. Yeah. Multiple ballots being marked for dead people and all kinds of weird stuff.
Let's assume
all
that,
kinds of chances.
Well, that's one fear. Okay, the other fear is that you need to have your vote counted.
Right. Okay, so let's back up. That doesn't affect Republican or Democrat. How do the people know that are, quote, doing this, whether they're voting Republican or Democrat? They don't.
Well,
how do they do that if okay, and let's say...
Because certain counties are Republican and certain counties are Democrats.
If you
make it more difficult, what the allegation is that really makes it difficult for the minority vote? More than it does for anybody else.
Yeah, if you well,
the poor, as it were.
Well, yeah. Because if you look at a certain county that historically, let's say you got counties and you can tell that predominantly historically they voted a certain percentage Democrat versus Republican. Let's call it.
I see.
Let's call it 75-25. Well, hey,
yeah.
If we wipe out all of the ballots that came from this county, then we know we've wiped out 75% of the Republican ballots versus 25% Democrat.
So it's a really valid concern, and the concerns are all not just about fraud and not just about their vote counting.
Access.
It's kind of, it's access really for everybody. So it's not a Republican or Democrat issue on the concerns. It's both.
Right.
Right? And it's also not just a Republican or Democrat issue for the whole state, although it's a Republican governor who made and enacted that. So there's allegations all over the place. Right now it's on hold. And it's going to be appealed to the Texas Supreme Court next. And we're going to see it here, I think, in the next couple weeks.
So there's one box per county as it is right now. But they can
still
go.
Now the current hold at the appellate levels, he has to put more boxes.
Okay,
on.
I get that. But before that, it was one box.
Yes.
My question is, the people that want to, why can't they just go to the polling station and turn it in? What's the difference?
Because it's a mail-in ballot.
I get that.
Yes,
no, but you could turn your mail-in ballot at the polling station.
Not in Texas.
Okay, because other states they do.
Right. If you went to the polling station and actually cast your ballot at the polling station as opposed to mailing in your... Call me crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm going to advocate for older people, for disabled people, for vets, for people that are in countries.
But those people can apply for a absentee ballot. That's a whole different thing.
But hold on.
Not if you're in the country.
Denise, I don't think people in other countries are going to be going to the box in Texas. They're in another. The only people in another country that are going to be trying to cast a vote in a box in Texas are those that came across the border.
Not necessarily.
But here's the point. You can apply for an absentee ballot. That's a whole different thing than just a generic mail-in ballot that goes out to every registered voter.
Does Texas have absentee ballots?
Yes, and they do.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Every state's got absentee ballots, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
So
it's very different than
this. This is going to be fun.
No, they have it only for the overseas and military voters. So it's not.
But they don't have, like California, like absentee ballots, huh?
No.
Texas, so?
No, they're
mail-in. By the way, under federal law, if you drop your ballot into a post office box, even without postage, it has to be delivered.
No, I totally agree. That's the fear right now.
But the question is, will it be?
Yes.
And when? And by whom? Yeah.
When is the key?
Here's the deal. Let's get into some more important things like Britney Spears and Alfie Davis. So, this is not important. We're going to talk about Britney Spears' probate issues. And Alfie David, if you have not heard of Alfie David, he's probably happy we're talking about him. He likes attention and social media. He's worth a lot of money and the latest lawsuits and his antics in court we're going to discuss. We'll be right back.
We'd like it if you'd stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It continues after we take our commercial break, which is appointed at this time. Don't go away. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
You know, I never realized that Britney Spears was still under, a guardianship?
Conservatorship
at this time. Again, I don't do this type of law. Denise, if anyone does more than anything, Denise understands this area of law as a family law attorney. But I don't get, so I know she's had some issues, and she's had some mental issues, and she's and has issues with her money, so actually Britney herself wanted to have a conservatorship and people take care of her.
Yeah, this is a voluntary conservatorship.
Right.
It's not an involuntary conservatorship. That's a very important distinction. That means that she signed on to the conservatorship
right.
and agreed that she didn't have the capacity for certain things.
Right, and so that's been going on for how many years, Denise? Probably 15, you know how many
it's,
years?
It's been since 2008. It's been 12 years.
12 years.
So I think what we know is that in 2008 she volunteered. The question here is that here 12 years later, does she still agree that she needs it, or is and is she still voluntarily under the terms of this conservatorship? Now the person that was overseeing it was her father, right?
With another person. And they pulled out. The other person pulled out of it about 5 years ago.
No, I thought it was 2019.
Well, her father was, there were issues with the dad.
You're right, March of 2019.
March of 2019, and that's like been actually, this that was the superstar, kind of the person that was the best conservator for her. Go ahead.
That's right. So my question, Denise, here is this. So if Britney Spears at one time agreed to the conservatorship, and as part of the conservatorship there was a court-appointed lawyer appointed to help oversee the conservatorship, if that lawyer comes back, now, it is a voluntary thing on her part. If she says, I no longer want to be under the conservatorship, but the court-appointed lawyer makes the argument that
she
lacks the capacity to express her wish that she no longer wishes it, and compares her essentially to a comatose person, would the court then, based upon that, look at it and have to make the determination whether or not her statement that she no longer wants to voluntarily be part of the conservatorship, can I rely on that if I've got people telling me that she can't make a decision like that?
Right, which comes back to capacity. In order to have a conservatorship, there has to be a lack of capacity on the part of the conservatee,
mm-hmm.
right? And that has to be a finding. In this case, she voluntarily went under the conservatorship, and so there's already now a presumption, if you will, that she needed the conservatorship. Now, the court appointed her an attorney, not the conservator itself, but her as a conservatee. And what I understand this, this is an Ingram, that's the last name of the attorney,
lawyer,
that's
right.
That's her court-appointed lawyer. They're saying that she is so incapacitated she can't make the decision on whether or not this should continue or not continue. But what I'm understanding in between the lines when you're getting Britney's words through, partly through her fans, partly through, you know, Britney herself, partly through family members, is that Britney still needs a conservatorship. She thinks she does, but she doesn't want her dad to do it anymore.
Not this particular one.
Yeah, right. Because her dad is a poor health, you know, and he wants her to continue to always be on the road and continue to do, you know,
work
and all that stuff. And she's 38 years old. She's not 28 anymore. She's 38. She's almost 40. Can you imagine the toll on her body to have to continually do 300 or 400 shows a year?
Especially her mental capacity, too. I'm not saying she's got any issues, but I'm just saying it's going to be taxing for her.
To say nothing of the toll on her fans.
Oops, he did it again. here's something.
So it's more the fans
fueling
the get rid of it for Britney and free her. It's more of the fans
hashtag
that are doing that than it is actually Britney.
What is
well,
it, Todd?
Well, here, hashtag free Britney. But here's some other things. So her kids. So she has two children with Kevin Federline. Right, and the children now—they were born within a year of each other. They both have September birthdays, one in 05 and one in 06. Those kids are now 14, 15 years old, respectively. And the older of the two has been on social media, not very complimentary about his grandfather, Jamie Spears.
Maternal grandfather. Yes,
he just hasn't been spoke. He really doesn't speak very highly of him. And this is the person that Britney Spears is saying she doesn't want to be the conservator of her estate. Okay. So the thing that I've got with this is, you've got the court appointed lawyer makes the argument that Britney Spears lacks the lacks the capacity to sign a declaration saying that she no longer wants her father there, and compares her to a comatose person.
That's just cold, man.
All the while, this person that apparently is the equivalent of a comatose person had been performing, I think it just ended, but had been performing 248 dates a year in Las Vegas during her residency, won the Best Entertainer of the Year award in Las Vegas in both 2015 and 2017. She was performing out of Planet Hollywood. Right. So, essentially, the estate is saying she can't make her own decisions, but boy, are we going to work her to death so that we can continue to roll in the dough and make this money and have it come in? Look, it's either one or the other. And I've got a real problem with her capacity to continue to work. Look, if she can't make the decision, if Britney Spears cannot make the decision because she is so incapacitated as to who should be her conservator,
then get her off the stage.
Can't make the decision to say, yes, I will voluntarily do that show. And if she's not making it, then you're forcing somebody to work who can't express their own wishes.
Right. And I'm going to say something. Nobody's questioning that Ingram, her court-appointed attorney, and he stands to be making, over $375,000 right now, currently, and over $520,000 if she works. He gets a percentage of it. And Ingram, in my opinion, if he is saying publicly that she's comatose, and he's fighting the sealing of the records, which Britney wants them to be unsealed because she wants everything to be public.
Sure.
So that people are adequately informed of what's happening.
To justify her case, right? Yeah.
I think the court needs to be looking at her court appointed attorney a little closer.
Well,
that's my opinion.
I'll have you lean forward a little bit.
I agree with you, Denise, because I think that there's a problem here when the court-appointed attorney's income is based in whole or in part on the profitability of the person that they are overseeing.
Just doesn't seem right.
If he has a financial interest in her remaining under a conservatorship and earning money, and if he's going to earn more as a result of that, I mean, I don't see how you get past the conflict of interest there. I really don't. Attorneys, generally speaking, cannot have a financial interest in the dealings upon which they provide their legal service. I would say, with the exception of contingency things with personal injury, but even then, it's a benefit to the client because the attorney, on a pure contingency basis, and this is in Fred's wheelhouse, as a personal injury attorney, they stand to lose. They don't make anything unless you earn or make something as the client. And so they have a level of risk involved in the representation. This guy has no risk other than he will lose money if she doesn't work.
Well, Alan knows my wife and daughters saw her show, and it was about half karaoke. It was not really very actively engaged on her part. She just kind of went up there and did the standard Britney Spears dances, but did not do a lot of actual live stuff except the dancing. Singing wasn't live, all of that. How she got Entertainer of the Year out of that, I'll never know, but it doesn't matter.
I saw her before 2008. I saw her way back when, and she was exciting.
Oh, she was dynamic.
She was exciting.
Time.
It was very fun, and I took my daughter, and I loved it. I would have gone again to see her because she was so actively open and engaged.
I wonder how her Vegas show was. It was like 3 years in a row.
They saw them in Vegas. They took a girls' weekend and went to Vegas.
I was on Instagram hashtagging. Go to our Instagram. I was hashtagging free Britney Spears.
That was the one we were talking about. Where on that Vegas show, she won Entertainment of the Year in 2015 and 2017.
All right, I'm back here. Wow. I'm back. Well, we're going to talk about Alki David and his court antics when we come back third hour. Join us. We're going to have a lot more going on. We've got a million other things to talk about. This is Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio.
We'll also go behind the scenes at a magic show, too. A lot of stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk next hour. So be sure and join us either online or on your favorite radio station if they carry the show. And if they don't, ask them why not. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extend your life with Extend. Dependabite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.